We continue our study in some of the laws of Berachot. It's always important when studying the laws of Berachot to first get the rule and then try to apply some of the foods based on the rules that were established. So we know that there's two Berachot. There's the Berachah Boreh Pri Ha'etz and there's the Berachah Boreh Pri Adama. So it's important to establish what's considered an Ha'etz and what's considered Adama. Once you have the rule, then already we're able to decide which berakah we're going to make on certain foods. So the Birkat Hashem in his Chelek Gimal on Daf Het begins, Mahem Perot Ha'etz Umahem Perot Adama. Perot Ha'etz Hem Perot Shegedelim Be'ilam שגזעו וענפיו נשארים קיימים גם לאחר לקיטת פירותיו וחוזרים ומוצאים פירות בשנה הבאה. Which means you have a tree that has branches and the tree remains even after you collect the fruit and you pick the fruit from this season, the tree remains and it produces more fruit from that tree the following season. Uperot adama, what's perot adama? Hem mine yerek ve'aseh, that would be like greens and herbs. Shesumchim mishoresh, that grow from a root. Shetachat karka velo migeza o gibol she'al karka. Things that grow on the ground. Kegon tznon, like a radish, for example, is a classic adama. It actually grows on the ground. Shum, garlic, is a classic adama. Vechen perot, similarly, shetzumchim migibot she'apenei hakarka. Sometimes you have a fruit or a vegetable that grows above the ground, aval tzarich lezor'am kol shana mechadash. But you have to replant it every year, mipnei she'ashoresh shelem, because the roots dry up, mityabesh, ve'eno mitkayem lachar lekitato. Kegon, tevu'ah, v'ketnit, u'minem makshiv v'delu'im. That would be certain types of squash that grow above the ground, but it's not considered a tree because the roots dry up every year and you have to replant them. It continues. Perot shegedelim al geza o giv'ol, v'sharashem mitkayimim kama shanim. Now let's say it goes above ground and the roots actually stay for a few years at a time. But after you pick the fruit, which means after you pick the fruit, it dries up and it cannot produce more fruit, which means it regenerates itself and produces a new root and produces fruit. That would be considered an adama. Classic example would be the banana. The banana, if you look at it at first glance, you say it's a tree. It's a banana tree. However, if you're not a banana tree works, once you pick the bananas, the tree dries up and, so to speak, disintegrates almost, and then it just starts to regrow itself. So since by taking the fruit off, the tree does not remain kayam, existent, it has a din of adaman. Actually, that's what Maran Shita is in Siman Resh Gimal, where he talks about the banana, and he clearly says that the halakha is bore pri adama on a banana. Similarly, these rules would apply to eggplants. Berakha would be adama, based on the rules that we're saying now. And also, it should be noted, ananas would be a pineapple, has the same law, adama, tutsadeh. Now, the strawberry is interesting. We know a strawberry is adama, but it's interesting to know the reason, because even though the strawberries, they grow above the ground, and even though they grow every year, however, which is you don't have to replant them from year to year. They just grow like a regular tree. You plant them, and they just keep on growing every single year. However, what happens is, the longer you let them grow from year to year, the fruit becomes inferior. And therefore, farmers usually don't let them grow by themselves for more than 1 year. What they do is, they cut them down, and they replant them every year. So therefore, it has the status of a adama, and therefore the berakha is bore pri adama, because the farmers, again, they uproot the roots every single year, and to be planted, because if they would leave it the way it is, it would just produce an inferior product. It would just get worse and worse every year. So halacha lemaaseh, a strawberry also would be borei pri adama. For that matter, the different type of peppers also have a din of adama as well. That's the sweet peppers that they grow, or the sharp peppers also have a din of adama.